ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुतिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। In the last day we learned about Maya and Krishna's statement in the 14th shloka of 7th chapter as Devi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratiya Mamevaye Prapadhyante Mayametam Tarantite. My Maya, Maya made of the three gunas, is my power, and whoever, it is very tough indeed to cross over or conquer, and whoever seeks refuge in me, they conquer Maya easily. We also have discussed that Maya is Namarupam, or that which causes Dvaitam, Bedam, causes or makes us feel as if Bedam is real. And a person who seeks Ishvara means Mayeva Mana Adatsva Mai Buddhim Niveshaya. So fixing one's mind, always remembering Ishvara and remembering that the Ishvara is all pervasive, whatever we see is just Namarupam in Ishvara. So that is Prapatti, or complete surrender. Prapatti means, generally the word Prapatti has been popularized by one of the Bhakti Acharya called Ramanujacharya. So there it is just surrender. But here surrender means complete surrender, surrendering oneself, which means going beyond Dvaitam. That is the meaning of Prapatti here. So going back, so Krishna is trying to explain the same thing. He has explained that Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjaya. There is nothing different from me. And then he was giving the way out. And then, like, as to Maya is what it stands between a seeker and realization. So Maya is that which stands between the seeker and truth. So even as a magician's creation, in a magician's creation, what stands between the magician and the truth, sorry, not magician, but a person who is viewing the magic. So what stands between the person, viewer, and the truth is the magician's creation. So that is what stands. And Maya is so powerful that people generally don't seek Ishvara. People don't go beyond duality. And so whatever Krishna explained in the third shloka as Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvatah. So out of thousands of seekers, very few really seek me, seek perfection. And of those very few strivers, rarely few realize me in truth, in essence. That is because Maya is very powerful. It is a delusive power. Its delusion is really very strong. And that is what the next shloka Krishna says. So we can see that many of these shlokas are the same thing said in a different way. So we have already discussed in the very first as to Krishna telling that I'll give you knowledge which will, after knowing which you don't have to know anything. And that knowledge has been explained by Shankara as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha Anena Vedyam Sat Shastram Iti Vedanta Nindima. So Brahman, or one alone, is the true truth. Truth is one alone, that is Sachidanandam in nature, and everything else, what we call as Jagat, is Namarupa, Namarupam, which is just Mithya, which is only an illusion. So the individual is in fact one with Ishvara, and when we become one with Ishvara, there is nothing else to know. One, there is nothing else to know, therefore we know everything. And two, we know everything that is there in the world. Even if temporarily the world exists, we know everything because we know everything as Brahman. We don't know each and every Namarupam, but we know the essence that is more than enough. So the goldsmith doesn't know all varieties of gold. So there are many, not varieties, I mean form or new fashion. So new fashions get created today, tomorrow, like that. So things get, Namarupam gets created very often, but the goldsmith knows all of them to be gold, and that is enough. That is knowledge of all ornaments, all fashions of gold, and it can give a person perfection or completeness with respect to gold. So though there may be many ragas, Carnatic system speaks about 64 Melakarta ragas and other Jinya ragas. Similarly, Hindustani also speaks about many ragas. Many people create new ragas. Many people like Bhimsen Joshi, Bala Murli Krishna, and ancient people like Tansen and others have created raga. But all those are just Namarupam, because music, everything in music is Saptaswaras. If a person knows the Saptaswaras, then combination, that is any raga. Any raga is just a combination that will give a person perfection. Okay, don't ask me, oh, then can I sing like Yeshudas? No, of course no. Because this knowledge, the knowledge of Saptaswara, will give us contentment. Contentment is always internal, it's not external. So if we know this truth, this ultimate truth, that everything is one Ishvara, we'll be content in our mind. That doesn't mean that when our laptop fails, we can fix it. That doesn't mean when something is wrong, when the water system in our house is not working, we can fix it ourselves. That's not how it works. The cable goes off, or we don't get cable, so we can't fix it. We have to call the person. So it just means that contentment in our mind, that will always be there, and that is what really is required. So if this truth is, Krishna already has said that this truth is very simple, but still rarely people seek it. And why don't many people seek it? Because they are deluded by Maya. Mohitam nabhijanati mamebhya paramavyayam. We saw in the 13th shloka. People are deluded, and that delusion is called Maya. So we also learned that agatita gatanapatiyasi maya. Maya is that which makes things appear logical, make illogical things appear logical, make unreal things appear as if real. And that is what Krishna says in the very next shloka. And as to, he also goes one level down from maya. Okay, maya is there, people are deluded by. Why are people deluded by maya? One is Maya is very strong, but something being very strong doesn't mean Dhara Singh is very strong. That doesn't mean everybody in the world surrender to him and say, oh, I am your slave. People don't do that. Though Dhara Singh has the power and strength, that doesn't mean we surrender to him. So how does Maya affect a person? So Maya affects a person because of the three gunas, what we learnt as the three gunas. Maya can be drilled down to three gunas. Of the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattva means jnanam, more towards knowledge. Rajas, rajoguna, means more towards just action. And tamasic means like more towards not inactivity. And that inactive state where a person goes against Ishvara, against satyam, against sat, that is what ultimately makes a person not realize Brahman, realize Ishvara, and get deluded. So though the delusive power of Maya is there, there's only one way. It can be put in two ways or two perspectives. Either we seek Ishvara, Maya is overcome, or we have to overcome Maya. Overcoming Maya is also the same as seeking Ishvara. That means from tamasic gunam to rajasic, doing actions for Ishvara, doing actions remembering Ishvara, which means we are moving more towards sattva guna. And when we follow sattva guna, remembering that everything is Ishvara, there itself we go beyond the gunas, beyond Maya. But many people don't do that. So that is what is being explained in the 15th shloka.
Namam duṣkṛtino mūḍāḥ prapadyante narādamā māyaya apahṛta jñānā āsuram bhāvam āśritāḥ.
So māmeva ye prapadyante māyām etām tarantite. Those who seek me, they overcome Maya. So that means those who don't seek me, they don't overcome Maya. So namam duṣkṛtino mūḍāḥa prapadyante narādamāḥ nara adamāḥ. Lower types of people, there are nara. Nara or manishya, manava janmam is for realization. It's for using our intellect. The sixth sense, what we call as intellect, that is what? But generally people don't use. People who use it are good people. People who don't use it are nara adamaha. And such people, na prapadyante, na maam prapadyante, they don't seek me. And since they don't seek me, why don't they seek me? Mudaha, they are fools. Fools means things are like whatever they are seeing or the truth is right in front of them, still they don't perceive it. So they are mudaha. And not just mudaha, not just fools. Dushkritinaha. They do dushkarma. They do bad actions. What are bad actions? Any action done without remembering Ishvara is a bad action. And that is what is called tamasic. Tamasic or partly rajasic. And tamasic mudam. Mudaha, fools or ignorance is tamas. So any time when we are bound by actions, but we are not bound by ignorance. There are different states. Initially, we are not aware. We don't even know, oh, is there something called Bhagavad Gita? Oh, I know Bhagavad Gita is there. It is a lot of things, 18 chapters. And then slowly, when we progress, we will know. 18 chapters speak the same thing. It's only one concept. So slowly we progress. So even when we know that there is only one concept, one thing explained, but still we are bound by actions, we are bound by our passions, but that is rajas there. It is not tamas. Tamas is when ignorance is there. Actions may be there, but ignorance is there. So duṣkṛtinaḥ, they do bad actions, because of ignorance. And why do they do that? Māyaya apahṛta jñānā. So māyaya, by māyā, or māyā, veils or destroys their jñānam. So māyā veils knowledge, and thereby āsuram bhāvam. Āsuram bhāvam means they take on to the tamasic or tamo guna. So tamo guna is when a person is ignorant, lazy, kind of inactive, but more into sensual pleasures. So if we see the three gunas, the higher is the guna, the lower will be the sense of sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasures will get reduced. So rajoguna is not sensual pleasures. A person does action without bothering. Like a tamasic person will say, oh, I don't want to do this. Why? Because this will not give me any sensual pleasure. So that is how we can say with trigunas, or else we can say that how does Maya make a person not seek Ishvara? Maya makes a person not seek Ishvara by veiling knowledge and thereby making the person seek sensual pleasures. So asuram, so asura, asura is itself means asushu ramate iti asuraha. So asushu means asushu in asura, in sense objects. So sense one, a person whose eyes, whose gaze, or whose focus is on sense objects. That is what we call as sensual pleasure or sense pleasure. So since a person who focuses on sensual pleasure is called an asura. So that is how Puranas also depict. Asuras are people who go beyond Ishvara, who go against Ishvara. So we have only two things what we have discussed earlier. Ishvara and Jagat or Nama Rupam. If we, Ishvara is the truth or Jnanam, whereas Jagat, Nama Rupam, that is sensual pleasures or Vishayas, as is called in Sanskrit Vishaya. And when Maya veils a person, so when Maya veils a person means Maya veils the knowledge. So Maya veils Ishvara, so the person seeks or focuses on Nama Rupam. So if we take any illusion, so if we have to see water and desert, first the desert is veiled, the truth is veiled, and then we see something which is not truth. And why does this happen? That is because of Maya. People get deluded by Maya. And why Maya? That cannot be answered, because there is no real Maya. It is just an illusion. Cannot be answered. Maya is something which is illogical. Okay, why does the magician create magic? We have to ask him. He'll say that, oh, it is for my pleasure. So there is no, and there can be an explanation, but with respect to this, there can be no explanation, because there is nothing at all. So it's like going to the magician and not asking about it magic, but asking, why did you create the Taj Mahal? Magician will laugh at us and say, what? I know now, you are a fool. I agree with Krishna, you are a fool now. Because I never created any Taj Mahal. So Maya, when a person doesn't seek Ishvara, then Maya, he gets caught in Maya. So there are only two options for a seeker: either seek Ishvara or get deluded by Maya. Oh, this is unfair. I want Ishvara, but still I want sensual pleasures as well. That is impossible. So that's what Amma says, as keeping our feet on our two feet on two boats. So we want to cross a small river. There are two boats. We keep our two feet on two boats. We want to do that. What will happen? We'll fall into the river. That's what will happen. So that cannot happen. Either seeking Ishvara or getting deluded by Maya. And they are mudaha. They are ignorant fools. They are ignorant fools. Why they are ignorant fools? Because they don't perceive Ishvara right in front of them. So even when a person is being deluded by Maya, Maya cannot create anything new. Maya only has, truth is just one alone. So even if Maya wants to delude us, Maya has to take resort to the truth. Without the truth, Maya cannot delude us. So Maya just brings or pulls something or puts something above the truth. That is what is called as superimposition. So water, if water has to be seen in desert, it has to take resort to desert. Without desert, water in desert cannot happen. So a little bit intelligence, intellect is enough for a person to realize that there is no water. Okay, there is no water, but I still see water. Therefore, we have to remember always that there is no water. Realization may happen in one day, may happen in many births as well. But we have to remember that either we seek Ishvara or we get deluded by Maya. And we are fools. If we are getting deluded by Maya, then we definitely are fools, because there is nothing here but Ishvara. Ishvara is right in front of us and we don't perceive him. That means we are definitely fools. And that is exactly what Krishna says here as well, mudaha. So this can be put in different ways, like whatever words Krishna is explaining can be understood or perceived in or seen from different perspectives. Dushkritinaha, bad actions. Maya aparhata jnana, knowledge is veiled by Maya for them. And asuram bhavam asritaha, they take to asuri bhavam, which is sensual pleasures. So enjoying sensual pleasures veiled by, or knowledge is veiled for them by maya, they do bad actions, they are ignorant. All these mean exactly one thing: they don't see Ishvara. These different ways of putting doesn't really matter. It's just one thing: do I know Ishvara or not? Am I remembering Ishvara or not? If I don't, automatically the next step is deluded by maya, which means enjoying sensual pleasures, getting deluded by sensual pleasures, sense objects which are always changing. Oh, that is fine. I'm fine with sensual pleasures. Ishvara, like, oh, Ishvara. I have seen people like 20 years, 25 years. They are still like searching. The search continues. The search goes on. And that is what you also say. Maybe realization will happen in many births. Oh, if that is the case, then I'll just enjoy. Now it is fine for me. If a person says that, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adhyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. Whatever pleasure we get out of sense contact or sensual pleasure we get, they are temporary and limited because the very objects are limited. The objects are not eternal, they are namarupam, which means namarupams will always die. It's like what science says about energy. So energy it can be transformed from one form to another form. The form is not permanent. Oh, like the bulb in my house went off. I'm going to, there is an energy department here. I'm going to complain to them. I'm going to sue them. How is this possible? The bulb should be eternal. We cannot argue like that because the form is temporary. Energy may be eternal. Of course, energy is eternal from science perspective, not our perspective. So energy may be eternal, but form is not eternal. Similarly, nama rupam, any sense object that we see is not eternal. What is eternal is the truth behind the sense objects, which is Ishvara, which is the essence of all nama rupam, which is the essence of Jagat in general. And that, if we don't seek that, then we will not get eternal bliss. We may be happy for a few months, few years, and then things will go bad. And then we will go to Amma and say, oh Amma, I am really sad. Oh my dear child, why are you sad? I thought this was the person of my life. We also got married, but then as days passed by, became really tough. We just got divorced now. Now I'm searching for somebody else. I'm afraid as well because I've been betrayed once. So please protect me. There are people, I know of people who go to Amma and say, Amma, I need a good partner. Can you give me? So they give horoscopes to Amma, get it blessed. All those things people do. Can that give eternal bliss? No. Even if Amma thinks, or Amma blesses, eternal bliss cannot be achieved by any other means than seeking Ishvara, because everything else is under Maya. Everything else is Maya. Okay, if the term Maya is so powerful, or it is, it frightens us. Oh, Maya! No, Maya! I'm not going to attend this discourse anymore. Person speaks about Maya again and again. So if the word Maya, like we are frightened by the word Maya, then I can use the word Namarupam, that is also fine. Namarupam, that is fine. Okay, there are different types of people in the world who understand things better when certain terms are used. So that is the reason why we have many instructions or many works explaining the same thing over and over again in different ways. So Maya, we don't need to be so much afraid or frightened of Maya. Maya means Namarupam, that's it. So a person sees Namarupam, he is under Maya. So we have to remember that A person who seeks Maya is under Maya means first he has forgotten Ishvara, and second, as a result of that, he is deluded into believing that Nam Rupam is real. Again, Nam Rupam, it doesn't mean Nam Rupam is being perceived. When a person is under Maya, doesn't mean a person perceives Nama Rupam. Mahatmas like Amma also perceive Nama Rupam. The goldsmith sees gold ornaments the same way as we see them. So it is not perception of Nama Rupam, but it is considering Nama Rupam to be real. That is the fault there. A person might see water in desert, as Shankara beautifully gives in the fifth chapter of Gita in his commentary, that a jnani might also see water in desert like an ajnani, but what will happen is he knows that it is not real. Therefore, both start to run towards it. The ajnani becomes sad when he doesn't find it. The jnani laughs it aloud. Maybe he will also laugh it with the other person. Oh, this is not there. I am very happy. I knew it. He may also even bet. Oh, let me bet like $1,000 the water is not there. How can you say be so sure? I am sure. 100% sure. So the jnani may do all those things. So that this means that the jnani may also perceive Nama Rupam. That doesn't, so he's not deluded by Maya, doesn't mean he doesn't perceive. Perception of Nama Rupam is not the cause of problem. The problem is caused by considering Nama Rupam to be real. So that is why Jagat is called Mithya. It's not called Asat. Asat means which never even exists. So temporarily it exists, let it exist, it doesn't matter. Even if Nama Rupam is there, gold ornaments are there, the goldsmith doesn't say the ornaments are not at all there. Nama Rupam is not at all there. He doesn't say they are temporarily seen, but I know they are not real. That is how a person has to have the attitude. So just because a person is not deluded by Maya doesn't mean he doesn't perceive. Similarly, we may perceive the world. Perception of Nama Rupam doesn't make a person an ajnani, a person deluded by Maya, but considering Nama Rupam to be real causes or is when a person is deluded by Maya and Dukkham will follow. So that is why Krishna said, Matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya. Know in your mind, have the strong conviction and always remember that there is nothing different from me here. And that is what we need to have. So a person who remembers that everything is Ishvara, the duality is just Nama Rupam, such a person goes or crosses over Maya, which means he crosses over Ajnanam, he crosses over Dukkham. That means he will become content, he will become fulfilled. As Krishna said, Yad jnatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. There will remain nothing else for him to know. So in order for a person to do that, he has to seek, remember that everything is Ishvara. If we don't, even though we may go to Rishikesh, we may take a dip in Ganga, not a dip, maybe a dip once in a year in Ganga, it doesn't matter. Oh, daily we go to Amma, doesn't matter. Even if we are with Amma daily for an entire lifetime, doesn't matter. As long as this knowledge is not there, a person is in Ajnanam. Bhavatyakritrima Ajnanam Kalpairapi na Nirvrtihi. A person who doesn't have knowledge, he is not staying or abiding by knowledge, he doesn't know, he doesn't abide by knowledge, such a person, even kalpaihi, even in a kalpa, he will not get realization. And what is knowledge? Drishyam nasti iti bodhena manaso drishyamarjanam sampannam chetadutpanna paranirvana nirvrtihi. Drishyam nasti iti bodhena. With the conviction that drishyam, namarupam, is not there, manaso drishyamarjanam, removing, negating nama rupam in our mind, which means wherever the mind goes, yato yato nischarati manaha, or as Shankara says it beautifully, wherever the mind goes, brahmanas tatra yatri yatri manoyati brahmanas tatra darshanam. Wherever the mind goes, only Brahman, only Ishvara will be perceived there. And that is what we have to always remember and do. If we don't do that, whatever else we may do, we will not get that knowledge which will make us complete, which will make us perfect, which will make us ever happy in our life. So that's about the 15th shloka. So it's like telling a person who seeks Ishvara, who remembers that Ishvara alone is there, he will go beyond Maya, whereas a person who doesn't remember that, who doesn't apprehend it, he is a fool. He will not cross over Maya. He will always be deluded in sorrow or in Maya. And so, like, there are gradual progress, as Krishna says. So people might seek Ishvara for worldly pleasures. So there are four types of bhaktas that Krishna explains. So it is a gradual process. It may not happen in one day or two days. So a person who seeks Ishvara irrespective of for moksha or any other thing, he is a bhakta. Yes, we don't, like, there is no point taking pride in, I seek Ishvara for money, but still I am a bhakta. No need of such pride, because doesn't matter whether we are that bhakta, this bhakta. Ultimately, what matters is whether we are happy. Even if we are a staunch devotee of Amma, doesn't matter. As long as we don't have happiness inside, as long as we are not ever happy, there is no point of even being a bhakta. But Krishna is so compassionate, therefore he says that there are people who don't even seek me. There are people who seek me. They will progress gradually someday. And Krishna is giving here knowledge so that if we fall under those categories, then we can progress. And this is exactly what Krishna said as the whatever we discussed. Manishyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, few strive for perfection. That means out of many people, few seek Ishvara. And of those few seeking Ishvara, only few seek moksha from Ishvara, others seek dharma artha kamam. And of those who seek moksha, very few still are able to pursue it at all times and realize. So the next few shlokas speak about the different types of bhaktas, and finally as to what we should be seeking or striving for, or is constant remembrance of Ishvara. And that also Krishna will say in very beautiful shlokas, which we'll see in the next day. Namaskar.